Patterns of Presence, Day 19. Mark 6, verse 48 and 49. Jesus saw the disciples straining at the oars because the wind was against them. Shortly before dawn, he went out to them, walking on the lake. There are times when we can feel just like the disciples in this verse. We're stuck in a hiatus. Life is against us, and we can't see a way out, let alone a way forward. In these moments, we must never forget the truth of Hebrews. Jesus is one who was tempted in every way just as we are, and he sympathises with us in our weakness. In other words, he knows, he understands, and he gets it. And the thing about sympathy is that it's not merely a register in our minds that someone is navigating something hard. It comes not just with understanding, but with feeling as well. Jesus is one who sympathises with us in moments of weakness and struggle, which means that he not only sees and knows, but he feels towards us too. His understanding is accompanied with compassion. And here's the thing about the compassion of Christ. The compassion of Christ is not passive, it's active. Time and time again through the Gospels, we read of the compassion of Jesus moving him to act. Every miracle, every supernatural demonstration, every divine act of God is fueled by the compassion of Christ. He sees people in their distress, in their sickness, in their bondage, in their struggle, in their grief. He sees them and he knows. He knows what they're feeling. He understands it. He gets it. But as well as that, he feels. It doesn't just register in his mind, it strikes a chord in his heart as well. It invokes this deep feeling of compassion. And every time it's recorded that Jesus felt, that Jesus was moved, every time we're told that his compassion is stirred, well, his compassion immediately sparks a miracle, ministry, or interaction. His compassion releases healing. His compassion announces deliverance. His compassion commands forgiveness. It banishes darkness. It soothes grief. The compassion of Christ is not passive. It's active. Jesus sees the disciples straining at the oars in Mark chapter 6. He sees, he knows, he understands, and straight away we see that his knowledge stirs his compassion into action. The Gospels say he saw the disciples straining at the oars because the wind was against them. Shortly before dawn, he went out to them, walking on the lake. As the disciples struggle in their storm and hiatus, Jesus doesn't passively sit back and watch how it unfolds. He doesn't sit abstract in his knowledge and aloof in his divine understanding. His compassion releases action. He went out to them. He went after them. The compassionate Christ pursued them. He walked into their struggle. He came to where they were. He could have just spoken a word and the whole storm thing would have lifted. From his place of prayer and communion with the Father, he could have merely issued a command for the wind and the waves to be quiet, and they would have been, and this would have been a good story. It was his command that saw them stuck in this mess, so his command fixing it would have been the perfect conclusion. But Jesus doesn't issue his command from afar. He doesn't speak his direction from an aloof and disconnected position. Jesus mounts the waves and he walks to them. He gets down into the situation. He inserts himself into their hiatus and presences himself in the middle of it all. His compassion is not passive. It's active. But it's also present. He is our ever-present help in time of need. He is not aloof, abstract, distant, or disconnected, but he is there. He is here. He is the God who is with us. And he pursues us. I really love the fact that Jesus could have issued his command to the waves to be still from the top of a mountain, but he doesn't. In fact, none of the Gospels record such a command taking place within this encounter. In Matthew, Mark and John, we're told that the minute Jesus steps into their boat, is the instant that the storm lifts. And I think that's because the focus of this encounter is his presence. The disciples are sent to journey while Jesus stays behind to dismiss the crowd. They are straining at the oars, and instantly our attention is drawn back to where he is and what he's doing. He steps down onto the waters. He walks upon the waves to presence himself amongst them. Peter gets out of the boat and walks to where Jesus is. Jesus takes hold of Peter as he sinks. Rescue is found in the connection and the presence of Christ. And it's the moment that Jesus steps into the disciples' boat and becomes part of the rest of their journey. That's the moment the wind and the waves are stilled. The major components of this event revolve around the presence of Jesus. And in this narrative, his presence and the movements of such are linked to his compassion. Even at the starting line, he fed 5,000 plus people because he had compassion on them. His taking time to dismiss them and not merely walk away and leave them to their own devices must surely be a further extension of this compassion. His compassion for the disciples has his eyes fixed on them and his presence moving towards them. It's his heart of compassion that sees his presence issue invitation onto the waters, bring rescue in response to doubt, and even see him climb inside a ship and journey them homeward. His compassion is not passive, but active, and it is present. There is so much we can take from this. You might be in a season where you've lost sight of where you've come from or where you're going. You might feel like you've lost momentum, like you're stuck or in a hiatus. You might be struggling with the oppressive seasons of life. You might even feel like you're sinking, going under, in over your head, or perhaps even just looking on as others encounter and connect with Christ, and you're forever standing on the sidelines. Jesus sees, he knows, he gets it. He understands, he has compassion, and his compassion causes him to come after you. He pursues you. He pursues you in your struggle, sinking in your doubt, standing on the sidelines. He pursues you. His compassion is not passive, but active, and it's present. It's present with you as he is present with you. So wherever you are in your journey today, you can know that he's not aloof and abstract. He's not distant and disconnected, but he is there. He is here. He is God with you. But alongside that comfort comes the challenge. For to prioritize his presence is to be shaped by his presence. To pursue patterns that place his presence in the center of our everything is to let his everything shape ours, which means that we must learn to walk in his yoke and learn from his heart. And here is what we find. His heart overflows with compassion, and more than that, his heart transitions compassion into action. Jesus doesn't just see and register an understanding and an awareness of what's happening, but he allows what he understands to shape how he feels and to bring his heart to the surface in his behaviour, his reactions, and his actions. If we are to be his heart, then we must walk with his compassion. And his compassion is not passive, but active and present. Today, pause. Find your ever-present help. He's not abstract and aloof, distant or disconnected. He is active and present in your struggles, in your weakness, and in your everyday. The question now, though, is how can we be as he is? How can we, walking in his yoke, echo his heart? To walk with his heart is to allow sympathy and compassion to not merely register in our understanding, but to invoke our feeling and stir our action. That when we see those around us in their struggles, in their difficulties, helpless and stuck, then it not just merely registers as something that we're aware of, but that which invokes our action and sees us, his children, not abstract and aloof, distant and disconnected, but active and present as the compassion of Jesus. Today, take a big, bold step. Be the compassion of Jesus in your world today. Step up, step out, step into your world and surroundings and the environments around you, and pray a big, bold prayer. Ask him to create the opportunity for you to be his compassion in someone else's world today. When we begin to walk with his heart, and we begin to touch that which is on his heart, we begin to encounter his heart. It could just be that our biggest encounter with Jesus that we can have in our today is to help someone else have an encounter with him in their today. Be the heart of Jesus where you are.
I am the outcast leper, falling helpless to my knees. You are the one who would touch me. Stretch out your hand to make me clean. Thank you. that we know the love of God, that we know the love of God, that we know the love.